why did you come down on the side of a women-only group?
I think mostly because of my experiences, you know, that actually, you know, working somewhere as paternalistic as OUP, where the men got on through this boys' network of being at an Oxford College, running the empire, propositioning women in the corridor and so forth, I just felt we needed our own environment in which to support each other and discuss the things that were important to us. And I can distinctly remember the conversation. And I remember I said, well, I hope in 5 years' time, if we have this conversation again, that we'll decide that actually our job is done, that we actually feel that we are able to stand side by side and that we'll have common cause and we'll all see that things in a similar way. But I rather suspect we won't. But we did revisit it 5 years in. I promised that we would, and we did revisit. So in sort of late 80s, we did say, right, well, OK, where do we stand on the male-female thing? And actually, it was really clear that we said, no, we stay as a women's only group.
And why was that?
Because things hadn't moved on, but also because we'd found that we were a very good support group to each other. We'd found that there was strength in the women-only aspect, and we wanted to retain that strength. We did acknowledge that actually we could be seen as divisive and the awkward squad and so forth, but we felt that actually the strength we got outweighed the disadvantage of being seen as separatist.